This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, let's give our stuff away. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Ivy English Radio, and the title, yeah, let's give our stuff away. It's almost like an encouragement. Well, let's give our stuff away. And you know, obviously, as Muslims, we are meant to give our stuff away. And anything that we don't need, that we have in excess, that is more than enough for us, we are advised to give away. And also, you know, not just the things that aren't so good, that we don't use, that are maybe a bit damaged and so on. No, we should give of the best too, so that the people we're giving to do not have their dignity hurt by receiving only, you know, the cast-offs, the leftovers, the things that are not such good quality. We should, always give of the best to our fellow human beings, basically. But look, there's a really beautiful little story, many beautiful stories, in fact, from the life of the famous Aranyamata Abbas Babai from the Holy Defense. And so when he and his wife moved into their sort of house, when he was at the base that the pilots used in Desful, I think, his wife's mother had furnished everything for them, basically. And it seemed really extravagant. And so what happened was that bit by bit, they gifted everything, more or less almost everything in their house that was so beautifully furnished to their friends. So they had lovely, everything was matching with, I suppose, curtains and all the different crystal things, you name it. So bit by bit, it was all given away. And ultimately, their house finally looked ordinary, just like the houses of all the other pilots. Welcome back to AZ here on IB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about giving stuff away. I've just mentioned the example from the life of the famous martyr Abbas Babai, when he and his wife, who had their sort of pilot, their house, the pilot's base furnished by his wife's mother, just a bit too opulently, it seems, and gave almost everything away until their house was as ordinary as that of everyone else who was living in the same base. And this was actually really unusual in that, because it's described as a secular environment where the pilots lived there. And, you know, for people to do that, to give everything away, to sort of have that level of sort of frugality, of humility, it just wasn't that normal. Obviously, nowadays, we're probably, just through our education, we're probably very much more attuned to the idea that we shouldn't have too much, we should not be ostentatious, we should not be extravagant. But, you know, this really does happen. And I've seen this in many places. So it goes from one extreme to, for example, having lavish apartments, you know, wherever we live as Muslims, and I'm talking about Muslims, I'm not just talking about non-Muslims. I've actually seen non-Muslims who live very frugally and moderately. I've also seen Muslims who live in lavish apartments, and I'd literally never seen as many different sorts of things in the kitchen. Oh, the difference of crystal and crockery, amazing. Oh, any kind of bowl and cutlery you could imagine. And then there's the opposite, where people keep, amongst us Muslims, where people will literally give away what they have, even of some of the very beautiful things, and then they realize, oh, that, you know, they don't have anything left for themselves. They've given away whatever it is, their last crystal bowl that maybe they kept the sugar in. So now they have to put the sugar, I don't know, maybe just in in any little sort of box, or just even in a little plastic bag on the table. Could be something like that. So inshallah, we'll use this as motivation to just check around where we live and just encourage ourselves and each other to keep giving, and to keep giving of the good as well to other people. I pray you gain just some reminders from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on I Be English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.